T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Luis, some big games coming up here. You start in Philadelphia, a 3-game series, followed by Atlanta. Both those teams are ahead of you in the standings, so this is kind of make it or break it time for you.
Yeah, we're starting a very crucial series here against the Phillies tonight. This game tonight, we gotta set the tone, come in, need a quality start from Porcello and the guys to bring the bats behind him, and see if we can start with the win.
Your pitcher tonight is a very important guy for you as well. You're going to have Jacob deGrom and Seth Lugo both throw 3 times, it looks like, before the end of the season. But Rick Porcello will throw 3 times as well, so he becomes a very important piece for you.
Definitely. Rick is a veteran. He's a guy that comes in and he's going to attack the zone. He doesn't shy away from it. He's going to mix his repertoire. We have some guys in the bullpen. I mean, our bullpen's fully loaded, especially with the 2 days off in the last five days. So we should have guys behind that can come in any given situation. They can come in early. We can be definitely a little bit more aggressive about decisions, but we like having the ball in the start.
You hope that your starters give you some length, obviously, but at this point in the season, do you have a little quicker trigger if something is going bad out in the mound?
We can. Definitely watch the game, pay attention, see how things are going, how our starters are throwing the ball, and we can definitely have a plan that will make us go, in a way, earlier in the game than we've done it in the past. I mean, with the 13 games to go and a couple of more length guys there and a couple, of the high leverage guys that we can use as well, we have some cushion there that can definitely get us through this last 13 games, even though we don't have a day off in between.
You could use a big bat from Pete Alonso, and Pete has struggled a little bit. He's given you some big hits sometimes, but the consistency has not been there. What do you see with him lately, Louis?
Well, we see that one game, where everything seems to be clicking, and then we don't see the same approach in the next day. So there are some things where there's mechanics or some things where whether he's this approach, so those are the things that got in the way where Pete hasn't been able to build up the consistency that he can have as a hitter. So the one thing that he can do right now, especially with the 2 weeks of baseball that we have left in the regular season, is just take the day-to-day approach, work your pregame routine that you do every day and bring your A-game at-bat to an at-bat. So, Pete has always been an overdoer. He wants to go and work the extra mile. And just overdoing things right now is not what's going to do it. I mean, we got to look for a way to simplify things and make things even easier for him.
The Phillies are going to look a little bit different because they're all banged up and they have some guys injured at this point, but that doesn't necessarily make your job any easier here.
Yes, the Phillies is a really good team. I know we were aware they have a few guys that are not going to be in their starting lineup, may not be available in the series, but, they're a really good team. They play hard. Last time we came to Philly, we got swept by them, and they basically played, better baseball than we did. So, we got to start tonight just to take care, play the best baseball we can play, minimize some of the mistakes that we've done. And coming with a big win, and I think, again, set the tone for this 3-game series.
Stretch run begins tonight. Good luck, Louis. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.